studio. This is Drew.
Drewster. Hey, buddy, it's Phil.
Phil Vassar!
What's up, buddy?
I always get excited when we get to talk to one of our favorite people in Chicago, and you know I don't say that to everyone because it's not true.
Aw, you're sweet. I know I'm glad to talk to you too, buddy. How you doing? You survived the winter?
I survived the winter. I want to know if you survived St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
Whew. Yeah, it's always a... It's always a good time, let me tell you. I love it.
What did you do that was a little out of control yesterday?
Well, actually, I had a show last night. So I was in Nashville playing a show. It was a pretty good-sized show. So, of course, being, several thousand people there and St. Patrick's Day, and, so everybody was pretty lubed up and ready to rock the house, let me tell you. It was great, though.
If someone hands you a green beer on stage, do you take it?
Of course you do. Of course. What else are you going to do? I mean, you got to drink it.
I figure, though, if someone hands you a beer or a shot, for if you had to do it every time someone did that, it might be a loopy show by the end of the night.
Well, I've learned to pace myself.
That's good.
Way better than I used to, because, man, I used to just like, oh, thanks, here we go.
Well, you're at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan tonight. A few seats still available. Are you in town yet?
I am. I am here, and I just had some breakfast and some coffee. Well, about 20 coffees.
Uh-huh.
Going to the gym. Yeah, just getting revved up for the day.
Even though it's chilly, we had a good sunrise for you.
You know what? It was beautiful this morning. I love it here. I'm just glad to be, back up in Illinois. It's just beautiful.
I read somewhere last week that you have 30 songs recorded in your home studio. How the heck do you whittle that down for a new album?
You know what? I'm so pumped, man. We were just listening to a new mix this morning that we just got in. And it's really just turning out great. I love what we're doing. And it's just good to have new music. I haven't had any new music in a long time,
You've been on vacation for 7 years.
Well, you know what? It hadn't been vacation. I promise I've been working. But it's really great. We did the Christmas album. We did a live album, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Haven't really done anything, a new studio album in, 5 years.
Taking your time, getting it right.
Well, it is. I think, in Nashville, of course, they expect you to do one every year. I think it's why everybody's records all sound the same, record after record after record. But
yeah,
this isn't going to sound the same, so I like it. That's good.
Kenny Chesney took your philosophy, took some time off, and came back, and he's like, I feel refreshed just like you.
Well, it is. And I talked to Kenny about it, too. I think we both kind of have the same mentality at this point. It's like, they put you on this treadmill and want you to, grind out, album after album after, you can't create that way and then tour and then, be a human being and, see your kids or do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
But it's hard,
Things we want to know about Phil Vassar. You've got a teenager in the house now. The last time you said out loud, you have got to be kidding me.
No, can you believe that? It happens fast, buddy. Hold on to them. You know the deal. You got some... little ones, but it's a tough deal.
I kind of envision you as the dad at the door being like, I've got a gun collection, right?
Oh, my daughter's 16 and her boyfriend's 17, and she's like, Dad, he is so scared of you.
As he should be, in a good way.
I said, it's a good thing, because he better be scared of me. He has no idea.
Last thing that you bought online?
A jump rope. A jump rope. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to use it right now.
You bought a jump rope online from what, Amazon Prime?
I don't know what the website is, but it was a jump rope. So I'm not much for ordering online. I used to like to go pick stuff out in the store, but,
Everything's online now, Phil.
I know. I guess it is. Pretty soon they're not going to have any stores anymore to go to. It's kind of weird.
The one thing on your bucket list for 2015?
Well, I want to get a new record out. That's my big, I know it's not a lot, but I've done it before, but I want to get a new record out with new music. And also, I want to go back. I want to go back to Australia if I can later in the fall. We're talking about doing that.
Oh, I would love to go there, but the flight—I don't know if I can do 18 hours.
Well, it is. I had to fly from Nashville to Chicago, Chicago to
a whopping two-hour flight.
Well, yeah, and then Nashville, then Chicago to L.A., and then we had to fly, 19 or 17 hours from L.A. or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just brutal.
Woo! Yeah. But hey, when you get on that beach and you hear the accents and you see the sun, you're okay.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, man. I don't know what it is. It's like that Australian accent. It's like men, women, whatever. I don't care. It's like it raises them up about two notches, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like the 6 to an 8 real quick or whatever.
Well, we will see you at the Genesee Theater tonight in Waukegan. Tickets still available through GenesseeTheater.com. We love you in Chicago.
I love you, brother. Thank you so much for having me, Drew.
Have a great day, pal. See you soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Phil Vassar with US 99.5.